How do can you speak to that a little bit, and how does that affect us?
Well, and I think we've normalized it. So we've normalized this dysfunction. We're like told to live with it, right? And so I want to shout it from the mountaintops that you don't have to live with that. You don't have to live with the imbalance. You don't have to live with the anxiety, the depression, the ADD, all of that kind of stuff. Like there are things that we can do to help you through that. And so what was your question?
I know I totally geek out on this too. So what are some of the signs that we have a hormonal imbalance, and like, and how does that affect us?
Well, right. PMS is a huge one, right? So if you have PMS, that's a hormonal imbalance. That's normal. That's not what we need to be living with. We don't have to live with that, right? You know, I had a little young lady in my office. She's 17 and she's like, I have such bad PMS. My period is so bad. Like I've got clotting. I've got this and I got that. And the mom's like, I've had that for, you know, the last 20 years. It's just normal. That's the way our family is. No, it's not. It might